Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So we're here in the magnificent stadium of San Mamés, and we're very pleased that we've got Ander Herrera with us. Ander, thank you so much for talking to us.
Pleasure for me.
There's so much we want to ask you. I want to start off by talking about this phrase that Athletic Club has embraced, and maybe some of our listeners across the world not fully familiar with what Athletic Club is all about. And the phrase is unique in the world. When you're playing here, do you get that feeling that you're playing for a unique football club?
Of course I do. Not only when I'm playing, in the daily basis, you notice that this club is special, is different. The way a long time ago, the people who created the club decided to compete is something that make us proud. As I always say, I'm not an Athletic fan since I was a kid, because I was born here, but I moved to Zaragoza when I was 3 years old. But this is special. This is different, and you fall in love with the club when you are inside, when you realize how important is the club for the society. It's something that I say always. Even people who they don't really like football, mm-hmm. they are Athletic fans, and that's something that you don't see in other places. So yes, it's special, it's different, and I'm so proud to represent Athletic.
Of course, because as you said, you were born in Bilbao, which is why you can play for Athletic Club, because I'm sure a lot of people listening will know, but if they don't know, to be able to play for Athletic Club, you have to be either born in
or raised,
or come through a youth academy in the Basque Country.
It's not something that is written. It's not a written philosophy. I don't know if that's good in English. But it's something that has been respected by everyone during the history of the club, all the presidents, all the boards and everything. And in my opinion, you know, when things are not in the best moment, I mean on the pitch, some people, you know, you start listening some rumors, like maybe we should change the philosophy, we should open a little bit the philosophy because we cannot compete this way. But for me, in my opinion, it's something that should never change. Even if one day the club or the team goes to second division,
Has never happened. It's never happened.
No, and I hope never happens, but can happen. So even in that moment, in my opinion, the philosophy should never change, because this philosophy, this way of competing, is what makes us different, and what makes us, as you say, special and unique in the world.
I mean, it's really interesting hearing you talk about this, because as you say, you were born here, but you weren't raised here, and you came through as a Real Zaragoza fan.
My dad played for Athletic.
He came through in the youth academy.
Exactly. Yeah? He played until he was 18, and then he went to Erandio in third division, and then he went to Salamanca. He promoted to first division, and then he played in first division, but he couldn't do it in Athletic, which he is an Athletic fan.
He's a fan, right?
Since he was a kid, and he couldn't make it, and I could.
does he say to you that you're lucky, and for you to appreciate the opportunity to do something that he would have loved to have been able to do?
Yeah. He says that he would have loved to play for the club of his heart, and he couldn't make it. I remember, he said to me that in those times, Athletic used to win leagues and cups quite regularly, and the team was so strong, so it was not so easy to play for the first division. That's why he had to make another way to be a professional football player. He has more than 200 games in first division, but not in Athletic, which is a pity for him.
It's not just your dad, obviously. It's every footballer who doesn't qualify to play for Athletic is missing out on something special. So you can be a Liverpool player, or a Manchester United player, or a Real Madrid player, or a Barcelona player, but to not have this opportunity. And I remember a few years ago, there was an interview with Iñaki Williams after a cup semi-final. And there was a mention of Messi. And he said, but Messi will never get to do what I get to do, however good Messi is. And so there is genuinely a kind of a sense of good fortune for you guys. And there must be other players who almost wish they could qualify to play for Athletic so that they could experience this.
It's something that I used to talk a lot with Juan Mata. Juan Mata is one of my best friends in football. We understand football and life in the same way. And I always say to him that I feel sorry for him because he cannot play for this club. And this club would fit so well with him and with the way he understands football and life. And yeah, absolutely agree. Messi cannot do it.
One of the few things
I didn't
do.
Say that to Messi.
Yeah.
But
you should have done it somehow. find a past grandfather or something, some excuse.
But no, it's interesting just sitting here and talking with Ando. We'll be speaking here for a few minutes. And as someone who didn't grow up as an Athletic fan, you fully understand what this club is all about. And obviously, most of the squad came through and were Athletic fans from a young age. But even someone who wasn't, who's come here, it's difficult not to, as you say, sort of fall in love with the mysticism about this place.
Absolutely. I always say that you cannot change the team that you support. Mm-hmm. Since I'm going to die one day being Real Zaragoza fan. It's my club. It's the club. When I was 3 years old, I started going to La Romareda. Mm-hmm. I fall in love with the club, with the smell of the grass in the stadium. My dad used to work there, so I used to go with the players to at the end of the training sessions to play a little bit when I was 3, 4, 5 years old. So I became a Real Zaragoza mental. I mean, I was. But when you come here and you see what this club means and the way this club competes, I always think I would love my club to be a little bit more like Athletic. And it's something that I don't know if one day I will work for my club, but it's something that I will try to introduce or to push a little bit more. This club has identity, and it's something that for me is key. You see the young players that promote to the first team, the way they respect the players that have been in the club for a longer time. You see the way they don't run, or they don't try to things to do the things faster than they should. You know, they respect the times, they respect the club, and something that I love of this club is that the badge is always above everything. No one thinks is bigger than the badge, and no one thinks is bigger than the club, and it's something that I love.
The badge is also everywhere as well in Bilbao. Yeah. You see that it is everywhere, and you always say, Sid, that you know this is like the Real Madrid or the Manchester United of the Barca.
Well, that's the other thing. You're talking about the badge is bigger than anything else. I think one of the things that probably from outside of Bilbao people don't always appreciate is that this club is huge.
Yeah, it is.
As an institution, it's huge. And so, you know, you've played at PSG and you've played at Manchester United, and obviously those are massive worldwide clubs. But this club really does have a kind of a magnitude that I think people from outside maybe don't always appreciate.
Yeah, I agree with you. Maybe because the way that we or the club compete didn't allow to keep winning trophies in the 90s, in the 2000, you know. So that's why maybe the club hasn't been appreciated as a huge club in the world. But if you go to the streets and you ask people, they don't give up. I don't want to say that.
They don't care.
They don't care about Real Madrid, Barcelona, Manchester United, Liverpool, Bayern Munich, Juventus. They think Athletic is the biggest thing in the world. That's why we are here. We are going to play a cup final and we are fighting for Europe with local players.
Let me ask you about the competition thing. I think is really interesting because, of course, when we look at the policy that Athletic have, we think about a policy that doesn't allow Athletic to compete. But I wonder if sometimes the opposite is also true. It's a policy that does allow Athletic to compete, because that unique identity means that this team maybe is more competitive than it would be if it was purely a football club and it was based on the money and the players you could bring here.
I agree. Absolutely agree. Sometimes that identity, as I said before, make the players better, make the players perform better, because they feel part of it. They are fans. They know in the stands they have 2,000 friends or 2,000 people that they know, of family and everything, and that takes the best out of them. That's what I think as well. Maybe you put that shirt in the shirt of other team in those players, and they don't perform as well as they do here, because they feel part of it, and that's something that, as I say before, should never change, in my opinion.
One other small element on that competition thing, and you've been at big clubs and clubs with different identities, is this an easier club in some ways? Is it an easier dressing room because you have a group of players who've been brought up the same way, with the same ideals, with the same identities?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, because you get more opportunities. I mean, if one player makes his debut and he makes one mistake, maybe in other club they have the capacity to sign Argentinian player, Brazilian, or one from France or from Poland. Here they have to give a second opportunity to that player. It's easier to become a professional football player. Of course, after you have to show, or you have to prove that you are ready to keep playing and to perform as an Athletic fan. But in terms of becoming a professional football player, of course, in Atleti, you have always a second opportunity. In other clubs, maybe you don't. And in terms of adapting to the first team and everything, I think the same. We all talk the same language. We all know the club very well. Most of the people have been raised in the academy, so they know also the people, sometimes even the people that are working for the first team. So yeah, that's why you see Unai Gomez performing the base the way he does, or Jaureguizar when he plays, or Beñat Prados, or Paredes, or because they are used to. It's difficult to explain. You have to experience to understand what this club is.
Let's talk a little bit about this season and what the team is achieving, which is one of the reasons why we're here. I mean, we've wanted to come here for a long time, but we thought it would be a good time to come because the team is really on an up in the Copa del Rey final and pushing for Europe and potentially a Champions League place. It's a difficult question. What's necessarily changed from last season? Because this season, it feels like you're playing better football. You're definitely scoring more goals. You've already scored more goals than you did in the whole of last season. So has there been a noticeable change from last season?
I think the team have been more clinical. If you see, I don't have the stats right now here, but I don't think this season we are having more chances than last season. But last season, I remember some of the best players of the opposite team was the goalkeeper always. Mm-hmm. They used to make some incredible performances here. And this year, of course, we are more clinical. We are scoring more goals, which gives you more confidence. You play better, you attack more. But I think in general, the opportunities or the chances that we are having are quite similar than last year. But Gurufeta is scoring more goals. Iñaki is scoring more goals. Nico is scoring more goals. So sometimes football, in football, 2 + 2 is not 4, you know, because you are doing the same things that we used to do last year, and we didn't qualify for Europe, and now we still have to fight, but we are 10 points ahead Betis, if I'm not wrong, and 13 ahead Real Sociedad. We are closer. I like to be respectful and I like to be prudent, but we are closer. And I think the main thing that we are doing better is that are more clinical, because the way of playing is the same, exactly the same.
The expected goals actually bear this out. We were looking at the stats the other day. The expected
like the
goals
stats
this season are demonstrating that, as you say, that the difference in terms of chances created is not so big. It really isn't.
I don't have the stats, but that's my feeling. We are playing the same football.
I like that you mentioned that you're 13 points ahead of Real Sociedad. Just for La Real fans to remember that. But yeah, there's certainly... an excitement around this team. I mean, we watch Athletic Club and we're excited to watch Athletic Club, right?
Yeah, and also when certainly when you see a game here at Samames, there's a real sense of a almost like a continuity from the stands to the pitch. The way you play communicates to the fans, and the way that the fans react communicates to the pitch, and it kind of comes together. It feels more than just the 11 guys on the field.
I think we try to attack all the time. Doesn't matter the result, or maybe, I don't know, maybe the last 5 minutes you have to defend and you have to protect the result. But if you score one goal, if we score one goal or two goals, we don't change the way we play, because I think we would be making a huge mistake. It's the way we know, it's the way we want to play. We are very transitions, or a team full of transitions all the time. We have speed. We have also fast defenders. Rock and roll football. That's what I say. Rock and roll football, and is what our coach wants, and is. I think we have the qualities, and the team have the qualities to play this way.
Is it physically really demanding, more demanding than other teams you've been in?
I think we are the team who runs the most in the league.
Yeah, and high intensity sprints as well. Yeah.
And I mean, is that, I don't know if that puts demands on you as a player that are difficult to live with.
Sometimes it's difficult to. For me, I'm more control player.
Yeah.
I like transitions as well, but I like to have the ball more. But I like to give passes to have the control. You know, sometimes when you have the ball, even if you are not attacking all the time, you have the feeling that you are controlling the game. And I had to adapt. I had to I realized that the football of our team is different. We don't mind if the opponent has the ball, because we are going to steal the ball, or we are going to win the ball back, and we are going to attack. And again, and if we miss a chance, the same thing and the same thing and the same thing. And it's something that you have to adapt, is the way we play. You see after Girona or even Real Sociedad or Barcelona or Villarreal or teams that they like to have more the ball. But we believe that our best quality is to run, to press, to steal the ball, to win the ball back in the opponent half, and again and again and again, no matter the minute, no matter the result, and keep attacking.
You mentioned some of the young players coming through. It's quite striking how many young players have come through and made a real impact in this team this season. You mentioned, obviously, Aitor Paredes, who's become first-choice centre-back, even Imanol coming in at left-back and playing really well as well. You're a big fan of Unai Gomez as
Unai well. Unai is phenomenal,
isn't
he? He's
full of energy. He's something that he makes the stadium scream every time he comes into the pitch, because he has so much energy. It's like he's made to play in this team right now, because he has so much energy and so much, and the capacity of running all the time and lose the ball and again and again and again, and that is exhausting for the opponent sometimes. They come to Samames and I think it's 60 minutes and they want the game to finish as soon as possible.
There's a word. There's one of the things that's happened to us living in Spain is we sometimes forget how to speak English, and there are certain Spanish words that don't translate very well.
Like,
and the one that really comes to mind now, thinking about Athletic, your team is really pesado. Like for opponents, you are really pesado.
That would be a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
A pain in the ass. Because annoying is not in the nice way.
Yeah. I mean, is that, do you think, an accurate description of Athletic?
Yeah. Overall, I guess for the opponents, when you see people running in your back all the time and making runs and lose the ball and again ready to steal the ball and again, and that must be difficult. You don't have 3-4 minutes to rest and to calm the game down and to have the ball. Is the way we play, and it's working for us, so we will try to keep this way.
Tell us a little bit about Athletic's relationship with the Copa del Rey, because this year you reached a semi-final for the fifth year in a row. You're in another final. It's true that that you haven't won a final since 1984, but there is a real sense of Athletic being kind of the classic cup team, and that's I think something that is recognised not just in Bilbao, across Spain. Athletic are seen as a club of tradition and of sort of embracing the cup more than anyone else.
In my first era here, I had the same feeling. Always, even when the draw starts in Lezama, we all go together to see the draw. We feel it especially. And I agree with you. It's something that is in the identity of the club. La Copa del Rey is very, very important for everyone. The atmosphere in San Mamés, when that moment comes, is special. I'm not going to say that for us the objective is to win La Copa del Rey, because it's not. Has to be for Real Madrid, for Barcelona, for Atletico de Madrid, but for us and for the other, 50 teams that played La Copa del Rey, is a dream, it's not an objective. But it's special. It's special when La Copa del Rey arrives, when the draw arrives, when we feel that the atmosphere in San Mamés is going to be huge. You feel it. You feel it. Even when we face Barcelona, when we found Barcelona in the draw, I was surprised in the team, because they wanted to play at San Mamés, even if it was against Barcelona.
I mean, it almost—it's not true, but it almost feels like you're unbeatable in San Mamés in the Copa del Rey. Almost. I mean, you're not, obviously, but that's the feeling that we get.
And as you say, you say it can surprise you to think that the players want to play Barcelona
at San Mamés.
At San Mamés, exactly. Yeah, but that's exactly it. That you look at this and you think, whoever you play here, Atletico are favourites, which is a big leap to say something like that.
We feel like this. We feel we respect everyone. We know every team. If we are not at our best, everything can beat us here at San Mamés or whatever. But we feel much stronger at home. It's something, it's difficult to explain, but between us, San Mamés and La Copa del Rey create something special, different.
You've beaten Barcelona, you've beaten Atletico Madrid in the Copa del Rey. Now it's time for the final against Mallorca, who themselves knocked out La Real. Mallorca, who are not necessarily a pesado team, but they're a very, very, very difficult team.
They play different way, but it's one of the toughest in La Liga to play against. If not, you can ask Girona, or you can ask Real Sociedad or Barcelona. They score against them in the last 10 minutes the other day. Real Madrid the same, 1-0. I think they won in the last minute in Bernabeu. So we have so much respect for them, because they are a team full of men. You know, they know how to play these kind of games, and that's why we have so much respect.
In all of this, how important is Ernesto Valverde?
He's key for us, for the club. He's the best coach that this club can have. He's so calm. I think he gives importance to the important things. That's what I like from him. He doesn't waste time thinking about things that are not important. You know, I mean, sometimes you see coaches that they work so much. They are thinking all the time about the opponent, how they're going to play, or what our team is doing, or if we go to the hotel, or how we're going to do this trip, or this guy is not training at his best and is not respecting. He's so relaxed. He's so calm. He's made for this club. He knows how to make us feel comfortable. Him and his coaching staff, Ross and Aspiazu and Alberto, for me, they are. I like from them that they are normal people, and I give you the same example. I don't know, with Ancelotti or Mendilibar. You see, they are normal people. They work in football. In my opinion, the best profession and the best job in the world. But they try to be normal people, and that's what I like from him. He's so relaxed, and so during the week, he's not a pain in the ass, you know. some coaches you see during the week, oh, this guy today is gonna tell me that, and he's gonna push me, and he's gonna say that to me. Once the training is finished, you don't even see him, you know. You live so relaxed and so happy. I enjoy every single day in Lezama.
Is Ernesto undervalued in Spain?
I don't think so. I think if tomorrow he leaves Athletic, he can go to every single club in Spain or some in Europe. So I think that he doesn't, I like from him, he doesn't, how do you say in English? no se, en español sería no se, ¿cómo decirlo? No se da el mismo mucho bombo.
He doesn't sell himself.
Exactly. Yeah. He tries to be invisible sometimes, you know. That's why maybe he is not as recognized as other coaches in the world, but in my opinion he is one of the best, and I have worked with some coaches and they are really good.
How many people have asked you for tickets for the Copa del Rey final? Because it's the
how many have you got left?
It's something that we are laughing every day in the dressing room, you know. I got this message. See, guys, read. I got this message. So they know we don't have too many and we have family, you know.
Do you going into a final like this, do you feel this as an opportunity or as an obligation or as a bit of both things?
I say before, this is a dream. It's not when we started the competition.
Ah, but having reached this point, because obviously it's a dream.
I have thought about it. When this competition started, it was a dream. So it's not going to become an objective now. It's still a dream, same as for Mallorca. And we are not going to put too much pressure on ourselves, and we are not going to disrespect Mallorca. We are 50-50. They have the dream to win the competition. We have the dream to win the competition. We deserve to be where we are. They deserve to be where they are. So 50-50, and it's still a dream for all of us.
I think I know the answer to this, but would winning the Copa del Rey be more important for this club and the fans than finishing in the top four and getting into the Champions League?
Trophy is always a trophy, not only in Bilbao. Everywhere, I think, even when I was in Manchester, I preferred to win the FA Cup than finishing fourth in La Liga, in Premier League. A trophy is a trophy, and that stays forever in the vitrina, como es?
In the trophy cabinet.
In the trophy cabinet?
Yeah, cabinet, yeah. I want to pick up on that, because how do I put this? I'm really pleased you've said that, because I sometimes feel like in the way football is set up now and the way that we ourselves, journalists as well, the media, we talk constantly about objectives and constantly about next season and constantly about must qualify for Europe. And yet the thing that really matters is the glory, is the moment, is the experience, and it's the trophy. I mean, I'm reminded of when Liverpool reached the Champions League final in Istanbul in 2005. Liverpool finished fifth in the league. And I remember in the week before the final, there was this discourse in England that said, Liverpool have to win the Champions League to get back in the Champions League next year. I think, no, they have to win the Champions League because it's the European Cup.
Exactly. Yeah, for me, a trophy is a trophy. And to be able to celebrate and to be able to be in the history of the club is something unique. And of course, if we qualified for Champions League, that would be amazing. But I would prefer to touch, how do you say, silverware.
Yeah.
Silver. You mentioned to be in the history of the club. Have you been to the museum?
Here.
Yeah. And what does it make you feel when you kind of see that sort of history and think, wow, I'm part of this?
It's amazing. And I hope, or I wish I would be even more proud in 1 month.
Well, Ander, thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us. It's been fantastic talking to you. Enjoy the Copa del Rey final as well, because it's such a huge experience for any player.
That's the key question, is it? Enjoy it. I don't know, as a player, can you enjoy it, or is the pressure too much?
I remember once I read an interview of Mascherano, and I was, I felt so close to him when he said that he doesn't enjoy football. I don't. I enjoy when the game finishes and when you won and when you see the team is doing well, but during the game, for me, it's impossible to enjoy. Maybe one day you win in 3-0 and you are having the ball and you are feeling that you are playing so well, but that happens or that doesn't happen too often. So okay. When I'm on the pitch, I'm not enjoying. I know that I'm lucky and so I'm so privileged to be there. But the adrenaline and the obligation and the responsibility makes you doesn't enjoy the moment. You will enjoy if you win the game, but in the moment, no, you don't.
In that sense, is the tiredness, the exhaustion at the end of the game, is it more mental than physical? Because presumably you're 90 minutes, or 95 minutes, or 99 minutes, these days, absolutely kind of totally focused on it.
Probably. The way I understand football, yes. Maybe you ask, I don't know, Nico Williams, and he says, no, I enjoy. Or you ask, I don't know, Messi, and he enjoys. But when I'm playing, I think not only about myself, I always think about the team, about what can happen in the next minute. If the right back has a yellow card, I'm going to help him, I'm going to make a tackle, because if he makes it, he's going to get a red card. And then if the number 10, Ollán or Muniain or Unai, he's feeling tired and I can help him. So I agree with you. Sometimes it's so exhausted for me because I don't think about myself when I'm on the pitch. I will think about the collective.
Okay, so you're not going to enjoy the game, but maybe you'll enjoy it.
No, I can tell you, impossible.
Impossible.
But so don't enjoy it, but maybe win it.
Yes.
Hopefully, and I wish we can win it, but I'm sure the day before, 2 days before, and the day of the game, impossible to enjoy.
Okay, well, we've enjoyed speaking to you, so thank you very much for talking
thank
to
you
us,
so much.
And the best of luck.
Thank you.
Network.